Hasta Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals rely on an internal frame of reference, making decisions based on their own intuition, feelings, and lived experience. Others seek validation and guidance through an external frame, looking to feedback, structure, or authority. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, emotion, introspection, and co-ruled by Mercury, adaptability, feedback, often toggles between both. It leans naturally inward, needing personal clarity before acting, but its social intelligence and need for functional harmony make it sensitive to others' expectations. Planetary placements, especially in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses, determine whether the native orients primarily toward their own truth or external input. If Moon is in the 1st house, the frame of reference is strongly internal. These individuals are emotionally self-guided, tuning into how something feels before committing to action. In Hasta, this creates deep personal alignment. They trust their rhythm and rarely push forward unless it resonates. If Moon is in the 10th, this internal compass remains, but is filtered through social responsibility. They act in public roles, but quietly weigh decisions against emotional readiness or internal peace. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the frame shifts toward the external. These individuals are receptive to communication, learning through feedback, dialogue, or observation. In Hasta, Mercury brings adaptability. They listen well, refine constantly, and shape their choices based on what works socially or functionally. If Mercury is in the 10th, their external orientation becomes professional. They adjust based on workplace norms, peer input, or public standards. If Saturn is in the 4th or 10th house, the reference leans external, but with restraint. These natives make choices through a long-developed sense of responsibility, often deferring to systems, tradition, or expected duty. In Hasta, Saturn adds seriousness. They may suppress inner knowing if it contradicts societal obligation. If in the 10th, they are especially sensitive to authority and reputation, measuring actions by external benchmarks of success or failure. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the frame tends to be internally philosophical. These individuals consult inner wisdom, ethical frameworks, or spiritual values when navigating choices. In Hasta, this creates a steady, compassionate approach. They're guided by what feels meaningful or aligned with truth, even if it differs from conventional advice. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may still operate publicly, but do so from an inner vision rather than purely external pressure. If Rahu is in the 7th or 10th house, the native often becomes externally preoccupied, fixated on how others see them or what others expect. In Hasta, this can create internal fragmentation. They may struggle to reconcile their private rhythms with the need to perform or impress. They often chase external approval, learning later in life to return to their own emotional and intuitive center. Hasta evolves by balancing inner knowing with outer responsiveness. Its strength lies in trusting its internal emotional intelligence while skillfully engaging the world around it. When aligned, these natives make choices that are both intuitively sound and socially graceful, guided from within, but never out of step with what the moment requires. Hasta Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals are proactive, initiating change, planning ahead, and stepping forward with intention. Others are more reactive, tuning into the environment, responding to emotional or situational shifts, and acting when the timing feels right. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, receptivity mood, and co-ruled by Mercury, adaptability thought, tends to lean toward a reactive action style. These natives prefer to assess, feel, and calculate before moving, responding with care rather than pushing ahead. Yet, when emotionally balanced and mentally clear, they can become quietly proactive, especially in service-oriented or skilled roles. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses shape whether their default mode is initiation or intelligent response. If Moon is in the 1st house, the action style is deeply reactive. These natives are emotionally guided, acting when they feel the moment is right and pulling back when unsettled. In Hasta, this often results in emotionally timed precision. They may delay action, but when they move, it's calculated and intuitive. If Moon is in the 10th, this reactivity becomes externalized. They adapt their public actions to emotional undercurrents, social cues, or perceived expectations, often leading quietly through presence and response. If Mercury is in the third house, the action style becomes more proactive, especially through communication or planning. These individuals enjoy moving quickly through thought, solving problems, suggesting changes, or initiating conversations. In Hasta, Mercury enhances cleverness. They may not act boldly, but they move early and efficiently, especially in environments that require technical skill or social finesse. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes part of their public persona. They're known for anticipating needs and responding with professional agility. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the action style is slow reactive, shaped by duty and restraint. These natives do not act unless they fully considered consequences. In Hasta, Saturn brings a reserved steadiness. They act when it's necessary, not just when inspired. If in the 10th, they lead through quiet action, fulfilling roles, maintaining structure, and stepping in when others hesitate, often without drawing attention. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, action becomes more proactive, adding fire to Hasta's otherwise fluid rhythm. These individuals initiate quickly, especially with their hands, their words, or their will. In Hasta, this can manifest as skilled doers or fast responders who lead through execution rather than expression. Their challenge lies in balancing drive with the moon's instinct for rhythm, ensuring their quick action doesn't override emotional awareness. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th, the action can become hyper-reactive or erratically proactive. These natives feel compelled to act, often seeking transformation, validation, or visibility. In Hasta, this creates inner tension. They may swing between action and hesitation, trying to control the timing of their rise. With maturity, they learn to temper impulse with skill, turning urgency into precision. Hasta's strength lies in timing and responsiveness. It may not be the first to act, but it often acts best through quiet observation, careful refinement, and emotional intelligence. Its evolution lies in trusting its instincts while also knowing when to take initiative. When balanced, Hasta natives become masters of right action. Those who may wait, but when they move, they do so with grace, skill, and perfect timing. Hasta Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some people thrive with options. They prefer flexibility, variety, and the freedom to shift strategy. Others prefer procedures, clear systems, routines, and structured steps that create order. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, rhythm, emotion, ruled by Mercury, logic, detail, leans naturally toward a procedural style. These natives find comfort in routines and precision, often mastering skills through repetition and refinement. However, their adaptable mind can embrace options when emotionally steady and intellectually stimulated. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the procedural preference becomes highly refined. These individuals love organizing, detailing, and perfecting their workflow. In Hasta, Mercury sharpens their craft. They thrive in systems where their intelligence can translate into tangible results. If in the 10th, their procedures become public, they may rise through their ability to manage, plan, or troubleshoot with quiet brilliance. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the operational style leans procedural, but emotionally anchored. These natives build routines based on emotional rhythm. They follow what feels right, repeating habits that offer safety and flow. In Hasta, the moon creates sensitivity to timing. They perform best when their environment is stable. If Moon is in the 10th, they carry this structure into their public life, often maintaining a composed, steady presence through consistent routines. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the procedural tendency deepens into discipline. These individuals build systems for survival, responsibility, and long-term mastery. In Hasta, Saturn makes them quietly exacting. They may insist on structure not just for order, but for emotional control. If in the 10th, they are often seen as anchors of reliability, succeeding through process and persistence rather than flash or flare. If Rahu is in the 1st or 3rd house, the native may rebel against strict routines, favoring options with an edge. In Hasta, this creates a subtle tension. They crave precision, yet get restless within rigid systems. These natives operate best when given room to innovate, adapt, or improve what's already in place. If Rahu is in the 10th, They may appear procedural outwardly, but often disrupt or reshape systems from within. If Venus or Jupiter is in the third or ninth house, options gain spiritual or creative weight. These natives process experience through meaning or beauty. They prefer flow over rigidity. In Hasta, this adds grace to their methods. They may follow procedures, but only if the form supports a deeper function. They need systems that serve people, not just performance. Hasta's mastery lies in repetition, refinement, and rhythm. They trust the familiar, but their brilliance appears when they merge structure with intuition. Their evolution comes when they learn which rules to follow, which to rewrite, and how to blend precision with presence. When aligned, they create order that feels alive, quietly effective, elegantly efficient. Hasta Nakshatra views general or specific. Some individuals see life through a general lens, connecting patterns, meanings, and broader truths. Others perceive reality through a specific lens, focusing on detail, nuance, and exact observation. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, subtle perception, and co-ruled by Mercury, precision, logic, leans strongly toward a specific viewpoint. These natives process through observation, analysis, and careful refinement. They often notice what others miss, not because they seek complexity, but because clarity and control are found in the fine print. If Mercury is in the third or tenth house, the native's viewpoint is sharply specific. These individuals are mentally agile, detail-focused, and oriented toward method and correction. In Hasta, this expresses through craftsmanship. They analyze words, gestures, or systems with care. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may become known for professional clarity, offering structured insights, refined communication, or technical mastery in public roles. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the perception is also specific, but emotionally driven. These natives focus on emotional texture, small cues, and subtle shifts in environment. In Hasta, Moon brings sensitivity to detail. They don't just see, they feel their way through specifics. If Moon is in the 10th, they carry this awareness into public life, sensing social nuance and adapting based on how the emotional atmosphere unfolds. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the view becomes methodically specific. These individuals analyze for efficiency, correctness, and reliability. In Hasta, Saturn reinforces the need to get it right. They notice flaws, inconsistencies, or gaps in structure. If in the 10th, this manifests as professional rigor. They may be perfectionists in service, management, or technical roles, ensuring that what they build stands strong. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the view expands toward the general, though still informed by internal logic. These individuals seek broad understanding and guiding principles. In Hasta, Jupiter brings a philosophical filter. They may zoom out after first examining details, connecting what they know to larger truths. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they balance practical skill with a sense of mission, wanting their detailed work to serve a meaningful, big-picture purpose. If Ketu is in the 5th or 10th house, the native may drift into non-linear, symbolic perception, bypassing both general and specific thought patterns. In Hasta, this creates intuitive abstraction. They may sense deeper truths, but struggle to articulate them clearly. Their mind reads between the lines, but resists structure, requiring inner clarity before they can make sense of what they see. Hasta's true strength is its forensic perception, its ability to focus, refine, and respond to what others overlook. These natives live in the details, but when evolved, they also know how to place those details in service of something greater. Their growth lies in learning when to stay zoomed in and when to trust that not every truth needs to be dissected. When balanced, they become quiet seers, those who serve clarity not through abstraction, but through the exquisite art of precision. Hasta Nakshatra. Work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals thrive in together settings, collaborating in real time, sharing energy and outcomes. Others prefer proximity, working independently but near others, able to exchange when needed. And some excel in solo settings, relying on privacy, control, and personal rhythm. Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, internal rhythm sensitivity, and co-ruled by Mercury, skill, dexterity, most often prefers a solo or proximity work style. These natives are task-focused and mentally agile, but require space to concentrate, regulate emotions, and refine their craft. They work best when allowed to operate independently, yet feel supported or acknowledged by their environment. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses shape how this preference is expressed. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the work style leans strongly solo. These natives need emotional safety and uninterrupted flow to perform well. In Hasta, Moon adds instinctive rhythm. They prefer environments they can control, free from emotional unpredictability. If Moon is in the 10th, they may take on public roles, but still retreat inward to process and reset, often working behind the scenes, even in visible positions. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native prefers proximity. They enjoy light exchange, shared tasks, or environments where collaboration is efficient, but not overly emotional. In Hasta, Mercury supports focused communication and strategic teamwork. They can work around others, but need autonomy in execution. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes a strength. They may rise in service or coordination roles that require them to manage tasks with subtle precision while staying somewhat detached. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the work preference remains solo or structured proximity. These individuals excel in roles with clear expectations and minimal social distraction. In Hasta, Saturn emphasizes duty and discipline. They don't need crowds or constant input. They need a defined goal and time to perfect their process. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're often valued as steady behind-the-scenes problem solvers or quiet leaders. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 10th house, the work style may shift toward together, but with a twist. These natives may crave visibility, collaboration, or social momentum, but still carry an underlying need for control or strategy. In Hasta, this results in someone who works in groups but guards their methods, contributing creatively yet always calculating. If in the 10th, they may seek leadership or high-status roles where their talents are seen, but their process remains self-directed. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 3rd or 6th house, the preference can blend proximity with social grace. These individuals enjoy shared purpose and harmony in the workspace, but still require moments of solitude to regroup. In Hasta, these placements bring warmth to their precision. They work well with others if the environment is respectful, skill-based, and emotionally intelligent. Hasta's ideal workspace is one where privacy meets structure, a place to master their craft without chaos, but with enough interaction to stay inspired. Their growth comes from knowing how much energy to give to others without losing their internal flow. When supported properly, they become artisans of their environment, quietly productive, mentally sharp, and emotionally composed, working best when their hands are steady and their space is their own.